to the Love Me Right Summit. Now, this next speaker is a money coach, and she specializes in guiding professional women to financial freedom. She provides simple, customized plans that allows her clients to enjoy their life while securing their future, ultimately guiding them towards a peaceful relationship with money. Introducing Prisca Benson. Thank you so much for coming back. I think this is such an amazing topic, and I'm so happy that you're here.
Thanks for having me, Chanel.
Yes. So go ahead and introduce yourself and let them know who you are and what you do, girl.
My name is Prisca again, and I'm a money coach, and I help women create a plan for their money where they can live their best life now and in the future.
Right. So it's so important for women to have their own, especially when they may be like, especially with the city girl age and time where everyone's talking about, you got to get a man with money. That comes from a scarcity mindset and a fear of not being able to, you know, afford your own lifestyle. So what kind of advice would you give women in how to navigate that so that they can actually meet a man for love and not have to worry about that?
So I think one of the things is women in general do tend to be a little bit less confident with their ability to manage money. And I think rather than looking to an outside source to be your provider, in a sense, I think it's important for us to actually take charge and take control by actually learning the things. So, you know, a lot of times people will point to an external factor as to why they can't amass money, why they can't start saving, why they can't do this, and why they need something else to be able to make this fulfilled. And it's not always just the man. Sometimes like, oh, the government is this and this. But like some people are making it work. And how, what are they doing that I'm not, that I can? But it does require a little bit of work. It sounds simple, I believe that it's simple, but it's not easy. Right. You know, like there's a lot of mindset, how you grew up with money, what you saw growing up. Like, you know, sometimes we were raised with parents who stayed in relationships simply because, you know, they couldn't afford to live on their own. That is very sad, but we don't have to like ascribe to that. You know, we can do better. And that's what I want to encourage people to, that's one limiting belief that I want people to like, I don't want to say get over because it does take work, but like to challenge that belief. Like, you know, you don't need someone to make your life successful. You can create success for yourself.
Right. And like, I think everyone has their own version of success. So it doesn't mean you have to be a millionaire.
Yeah.
It means that you don't want to feel like insecure when it comes to your finances, right?
Yeah. And I actually did a poll in a couple of different Facebook groups, some with Black women, some with Haitian women, some with just a general thing with women, and like the difference, like the different answers they gave to what financial freedom means for them just shows you the vast, you know, like definition of what it means for people. Like it doesn't have to be a certain number, a certain thing. It's a feeling. Freedom is a feeling. And you could create that for yourself kind of despite what your situation is. You know, you could find a way to work that feeling into your situation.
Right. So tell them a little bit about your story, because I think your story, it reflects so many people's stories about how they, you know, with money and everything.
Yeah. So I grew up a child of Haitian immigrants. So, you know, they had to struggle and claw to like make life work for them here. And so that's what I saw them do growing up. When I graduated from nursing school, I was like, great. Like I'm making more than both my parents together. Like this is like, I'm rich, you know, like whatever.
Rich, man.
But because I never learned like money management skills from them, because they were doing stuff like to survive. And, you know, being raised here, really the mentality is to thrive. And I never learned those skills from them because they didn't have them. So like, you know, it's just like, okay, I have more than them. I should be able to, girl, I thought I was going to like get a high rise apartment. I'm like, that's it. Like I'm winning, you know? But then it quickly came to realize, I'm like, oh, this is like, if I actually do those things that I perceived as making one rich or making one successful, I ain't gonna have no money.
Right. I don't have enough.
It's just not happening. So that already started to humble me. Some people could take that as discouragement too. Like, okay, I can't do those things that I aspire to. But you got to think too, like why you're aspiring to that. You know, I lived in a 4-bedroom family home. Like what put in my mind that I needed a high rise, high ceiling apartment to feel successful?
Right.
That's like society made me feel that way. So I didn't define it for myself. And then, like I said some people might take that, like they can't afford that. They're like, oh man, I did this for no reason. You know, I can't even get what I want. I'm like, is that really what you wanted? That's another thing like people need to analyze for themselves, you know, like really figure out your why. What makes you happy? What is it that's gonna keep you motivated in your money journey? You know, define that for yourself rather than, you know, what your parents did, you know, what people think you should do, what you see on television is what you're supposed to do, or all those things. Like what actually matters to you. And that makes it much simpler. You know, when people simplify the dream, it makes it more attainable. And then I think there would be less trying to like see like all the things that are making them like to feel defeated.
Right. Especially because I think people don't understand like what money's for. Because it's like, be like, I need $1 million. And it's not about the money. It's about what you want to do with the money. What kind of life do you want to have? Like, that's really the goal, not necessarily the dollar amount. And so, what you do is help people create that vision and show them how to do it, right?
Yeah. And is that and also giving each dollar a purpose. It's not in terms of like oh, each cent we need to make sure that it goes here. Like I don't like all that. Like I keep a very like more or less basic budget to help me like keep plans in place and just keep stuff steady. But still, like you do want to have some level of structure that fits what you're goaling. So like if you like for example, I was working with a client and she was like, she wanted to put a certain, she wanted to have like 2 grand in her checking account, but it was like 6 grand in there. I was like, why? She was like, because, you know, if it goes down, it makes me feel uncomfortable. I'm like, but checking a checking account, isn't that for spending? Like, isn't that why? Like, that's supposed to happen. But like,
Right.
when we don't designate in our mind what the money is for, then it does feel like difficult. Like, it's like heavy on our spirit to even like let that money go to go do what it's supposed to do because we're so like, I'm so attached to this. I was like, girl, go put down your savings account so you can make some interest. Go. Like, you
Do
know,
something with it,
yeah,
right?
go put the money to work. You know, go invest that money. Go do something. Don't leave it sitting here. Like, just for, because you already set in your mind, like, this is how much you're comfortable with, but you're going over because you're looking for that security, which women, we really want that security, but it's like, still establish a purpose for your money, you know, and like follow the plan that you set up.
Right. So when did you start making those changes in your life? Like, what was the catalyst? Let them in. Let them in.
So I think the first thing that really made the biggest difference is honestly getting married. And it wasn't like he solved my problems. I just witnessed his example. So when we got married, and I didn't even know really, like we knew about finances to some extent. I told him I was coming in with debt. You know, it was manageable, which to me, like debt doesn't shouldn't be manageable. Like not to say like, I want you to drown, but be determined to get that sucker out. Okay. But you know, it was manageable at the time. I was very comfortable with debt at the time. But when I saw like when he was getting his paychecks and he could like do stuff with it, he could save it. And I was every paycheck of mine was paying some man, like paying some debtor. And I was like, oh, this is a different life that I'm accustomed to because I've never seen that. Well, I don't want to say I've never seen. My dad was a saver, but that didn't catch on with me. My mama, she was very comfortable with debt, and I adopted that like nobody's business. Okay. So, like seeing that, I was like, okay, like I witnessed that example. I was like, you know what? I would love to see what that feels like to like be able to, because you're a nurse and it's like your bank account don't say nurse though, you know?
Right.
And that's what a lot of people get fall into that trap of just like, you know, spending the money, overspending and overspending. And it's like, oh, I do this for nothing. And I'm like, girl, you didn't get a degree for nothing. You don't take care of people for 12 hours a day for nothing. Like
Right.
we don't want to outwork what we're trying to goal in life. So seeing that made a big difference. So we worked to like decrease our expenses, pay off the debt. And then in 2018, I was still like, okay, we're living a good lifestyle, we're living below our means, but I wasn't investing intentionally. Like I was just like, oh, a little percent here, percent there, and I was so impressed by myself.
$5.
And yo, I was like, this is great. I'm investing consistently, which consistency is great, but like I didn't have a plan. Like I didn't have a purpose. It was just I was just doing it because I was like, you know, to do it. So I actually started learning about investing in 2018, listening to podcasts like Her Money and Choose Five, and they were like, you know, talking about how you can max out your retirement account, which that was a concept I never was familiar with before that, you know? So I was like, okay, let me see what that's about. So I was like, I started like paying attention to what I was invested in my 403B, investing in a Roth IRA. And then from then to now, I think my investment accounts at the time in 2018 was like 40K. And now it's like over 300,000. And it's like, why? It's because I've set a purpose. You know, I'm like, I'm going to do the best I can for this. And I went beyond what I thought were my limits. And it's like, oh, this isn't that bad. But with a purpose, you could accomplish a lot of things. And that's the main message. I'm like, I want people to know that they are capable. I'm not saying you're going to get the same exact results of me. You know, we make different incomes. We have different lifestyles. I don't have kids. You know, there's a lot of different factors. Right. But like to just say you can't and put your hands up like, oh, you know, I'm just subject to what life has given me. I'm not into that.
Right. Absolutely. I think especially when you never seen it before, you don't know that it's possible mm-hmm. with people, you know,
yeah.
It's like in my life, my dad and his wife were like millionaires before. And then her family had millions of dollars. So we'd go to their big old fancy houses. And I was like, oh, hell yeah. You know, I'm gonna do this, right? But my husband's family, they have a small home that they own. And he never really cared to have more than that. He's like, I mean, yeah. I'm fine with that, you know, but it's like, when you see it, then you know that you can be it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's amazing that you're giving them the vision so that they can finally do what they really want to do with their lives and not feel like they just have to settle for nothing.
Yeah. Or settle for less than what they deserve because of the fact that they feel like they can't accomplish it. You know, it's like, okay, well, I'm going to stay with this person. I'm going to get in a relationship with this person because I know they can provide for me. Girl, do it your damn self. Right. Okay, there's a lot of women doing it. Like, there's a lot of people killing it out there. It's not to say, like I said, I'm not expecting everybody to have the same exact results, but it's so empowering to like be able to achieve things that you felt like were out of reach. You know, like when you look at somebody on the internet accomplishing this goal and you're like, oh man, I could never do that. And then you actually make the steps to do it. It's like, okay. Like, I'll dig it.
Yeah. And then like thinking about dating a man for money only, you know, it's like at some point that's going to fail because if you don't really actually like that person,
yeah,
you're just there for money. It takes a lot of energy to like pretend to like somebody for a long period.
Yeah, I tell people, I'm like, a lot of people, you know, they want to like being marriage is a goal for a lot of people. I'm like, okay, but it's a lot harder than it looks. Yes. And then even when with a good person, it's very challenging. It's so much work that people, I'm like, you can't predict that until you're in it.
Right.
And so it's like, you want to put that, and on top of that, you don't really like them. I'm like, like.
Right. Because girl, we're loved and holding on.
Yep.
I say, I've been in and out of love with my husband twice. And that is the reality. Listen, I've always loved him. But the in love part has been an
yes.
Especially when we were arguing all the time before. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is, you will not make it through if your only thing keeping you there is some money.
In the yeah, bank. That's it.
So what are some ways that they can start like small if this is a goal of theirs?
Well, I think the first thing is to attack whatever mindset is limiting you. So there's a couple of things that I see come up a lot. A lot of times when women are discussing finance, even in groups where there are women, they're like, oh, you know, explain it to me like I'm five. Or, you know, explain it to me like I'm a child, like I'm like do it for dummies. I'm like, we're not dummies, right? We're all adults. And the thing is more that you didn't learn it before. It's not that you're too dumb to know it. Nobody right. taught it to you in a way for you to learn it. So even if you like, you know, the things to do, but you're not able to accomplish it, it's not because you're stupid. It's because you need the steps. So let's do it with power. You know, like, listen, I want to learn this skill. I'm going to learn this skill. Also, I think that thinking about like your money stories growing up, like think about what things you want to see reflected and what things you want to reject. And I think that a lot of times we grow up and we don't really think about that in respect to money. Like, okay, what did I come to believe because of how I was raised or what I saw growing up? And I encourage people to do that so that they can do it with purpose. Like, don't just, because if you just go through life without actually thinking about it like intentionally, you're just absorbing it and you're just doing the things because of it, but without actually processing it. So like when you do it with purpose, like, okay, this is what I saw growing up. I didn't like that. I don't know why this happened, or I do know why this happened. I don't want that to happen to me. Or this is what I saw and I really like that and I want that. Then you could do things with more intention, and it's not like that things are happening haphazardly. So that's the first two things. I think mindset plays such a huge role. because first is the mind, you get all the knowledge you want, but if you don't have the right mindset to actually put it into play, it's for naught. So even with my, what I was describing before, when like they were talking about maxing it out, I've never heard of that concept before, literally. And I was in my freaking 30s almost. I'm like, I've never heard of that concept before. So then like, it's like, okay, like I can easily say like, that's not for people like me, because I've never heard of that before. I've never had a single family member do it as far as I know. I don't know anybody doing anything like this. But it's like, no, let me see. Even if I can't achieve it fully, let's see how close I can get. And that's another thing I want people to look at, because I'm like, at the time too, there weren't, now there's a lot of like people of color in the space, like helping educate thing. But back then it was less so. And like, I could be like, well, that's for white people, you know, like, I was like, and like, they'd be like, that's not gonna work for me. But I was like, you know what? I'm gonna do what, like, I'm take what applies to me and like make it work for me. And that's how I got to where I am now, and continue to do that. And despite the fact that last year, and actually still currently, it's been very challenging because my husband's work has been so inconsistent. And the only reason we could, like, I could still keep up my plan to keep, you know, like investing the way I was before, not as much, but still like trying to at least max out my retirement accounts, and to, you know, like provide for my household without like drowning, is because we set up a life to make it simple. Now, if I was just sitting here, like going with what I believe to be successful, getting the high ceiling apartment, girl, I don't know where we'd be today.
Right. Living within your means. Right. I know. Mm-hmm. When me and my husband were looking for a home when we first got married, his friend was like a broker, and he's like, you guys qualify for like one. Like, what was it, like 2013 or 2012? And so he's like, you qualify for 160. And we were like, oh, cool. So we were looking around, and the houses were so cheap then, right? So
yeah,
160, okay. And then something happened where they were offering like $15,000 off of the thing. So we went there, and we had to pick a different person to be our realtor. And they were like, how much money do you want to spend every month? They're like, don't worry about the qualified amount, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And me and my husband looked at each other, and we were like, we want to be able to afford this even if one of us lost our job, you know? And so we went all the way down to like 110 or something, but we were mm-hmm. lucky because of the 15,000 off that, our house was like 125, something like that. But yeah, if we had went with him, we would have been out.
Yep.
With,
you know, house poor. Broke.
Because I lost my job, and so did he. At one point, we were both out of work. And so Jeez. We would have drowned, just like you said.
Yeah. And that's how people wind up house poor, you know, because they're trying to stretch to this dream. And then also, too, I do believe in dreaming. I do believe in dreaming and aspiring to more. But we do, there's a author called Paula Pant. She says, you could afford anything, but you can't afford everything. So we have to be realistic, right, with our situation. I'm not, you want to aspire to something, you get yourself there, but don't buy the things before you've gotten to the place where you could actually afford the thing, right? You know, and like, think about your priorities are, there's only like, you can't do every, nobody can do this. No, I'm not saying nobody, very few people can do every single thing they want to do in life, right? But you can do, for this season of life, this is going to be my priority, and in this season of life, this is what I'm going to do, and then for this season of life, this is what I'm going to do. So you could prioritize your goals. I don't ever want to kill somebody's dream of doing something. Just like, yeah, let's figure out how to get there.
Right. It's like, you know, we're talking about mindset and what we're talking about right now. It's like people that win the lottery, right? Mm-hmm. All this money. And then within a year or two, they're broke. And it's like, huh? How is that possible? Everyone that doesn't have a lot of money is like, are you kidding me? That's like, I can live a whole
and
life.
Everybody thinks they would do it different. Everybody right? thinks they would do it different until it happens to them, and it happens to them the same way.
Like, unless you have a plan, just, right?
Our mindset has not matched where they were. It's too big of a leap.
Right.
To go from having modest or little means to having all the means, you don't, like, the mind work that it takes to learn how to do that, it can't happen that quickly. Right. So unless you've given thought to it before, that's actually a good idea with almost anything, is like, kind of set limits for yourself as to what you're going to do when these things happen. So a lot of times they recommend with like things like this, like when you have a big windfall, don't do nothing with it. Like, right, sit with it for a little bit and like think through it.
Yeah.
But people, if we don't plan for it, we're just going to be impulsive with it.
Right. Don't buy all those houses with cash and stuff that like depreciates with value. I mean, I know houses are okay, but sometimes, like, again, they spend all the money on the houses, buy everybody a house, buy everybody a car,
Yep.
jewelry, things that just are not valuable like that. And don't even think about investment half the people. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah, it is bananas.
So if you were to give like one great piece of advice to the people listening, what would it be?
So I think the simplest piece of advice, I'll go with that, is actually something that a creator I follow called Personal Finance Club. His name is Jeremy. And he says this every time, like, listen, there's no simpler advice than this. Live below your means, invest the difference.
I like that.
That's it. Like, and the thing is, there's so many opportunities. And so what I do with coaching is like looking for opportunities to help decrease your expenses without decreasing your quality of life. You know, I want you to enjoy the journey. But a lot of times when you're looking at your situation, you might feel like so much stress about your money. And some people have such anxiety about it. When it's like a lot of times I've gone over people's budgets, I'm like, it's not even like, it's okay. Like everything's all right. But like when you're in the situation and you don't really know how to feel about the money, and you may have goals that you didn't really intend to make these goals. They're just like goals that are put upon us by society, and it makes you feel like you're not accomplishing the things. And then it's like, but you're doing fine. So like we can make decisions from a place of calm if you live below your means. And then once you invest the difference, you can see like your life, your net worth just grow. And that's a good feeling.
Yeah. I love that. So I know you have something awesome for the people listening. What is it?
So I have this guide I call is the 3 steps to financial freedom. I feel like I really wanted to put in like the steps I feel like anybody can really do, even if it's very small, even if you start so tiny, but you could like build upon it over and over and over again to actually start making your wealth grow. So in that is kind of like a little workbook too. It's kind of walk you through what it basically means to achieve financial freedom. So you're gonna go in there and you're gonna do some writing, take some notes, take your digital notes, and like work out your plan so that you can see, like, okay, the big picture, like this is possible for me. And I want that people to know that. I think that like I think for most people, they either just accept the situation as is, or they're like they don't feel like they're capable. I'm like, for this to me, it's like as even as small as even if it's like 5, $10, right? That you see, like, okay, I'm able to create this room in my budget to accomplish something that I want. And that's the feeling I want people to get, to at least spark that for them.
Absolutely. That's beautiful. And where can they find you online if they want to follow you and get some more tips and advice?
So my favorite place is Instagram. Okay. It's Our Green Life NJ. And this just one word, no, you know, apostrophes or no underscores, nothing. And so that's where the bulk of my content is. You can also get on my email list. I email weekly about like tips, mindset, things that we could do to like feel more confident about our money. That's a big thing for me. I want to change how women feel about their ability to manage their money, that they can do it and they don't have to stress over every dollar. Like we're not penny pinching over here. Like we are just creating a plan that we can just, you know, set with. It's not to say too, like I want to be clear, it's not like your plan is never going to change. I change my plan routinely depending on my circumstances. So like my husband's job went inconsistent, I went and I just adjusted the plan. But then that's the plan I'm following until something happens again and I adjust. But I don't have to think about it every paycheck, like, oh, what's going to be different this day versus the next paycheck? Like, oh, and then what this unexpected thing? Like, no, everything's thought ahead of them, you know?
Perfect. Well, I thank you so much for coming. I think this was such an important conversation, and I couldn't think of anyone better to have it with. So thank you so much for participating in this with me.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having me, and thank all the audience members, anybody who's watching. I really want for everybody to have a good relationship with their money.
Yes. And I will put the link to her guide below so you guys can cop that. You need to take it. You need to get that. Okay. All right. Our next speaker is a mentor and guide for the woman who wants it all in life, marriage, money, motherhood, with no compromises. And she does that in the easiest and most fun and pleasurable way possible. Let's go check it out.